Captain Coder, Code of Invisibility. Written by Neil Rideout. Narrated by Matthew J. Fisher. Captain Coder, Code of Invisibility. Written by Neil L. Rideout. Copyright 2024. Dedication. This book is dedicated to Elizabeth Spence, the woman I will love, honor, and respect forever. Maybe someday she will believe also. TFO. Chapter 1. The Malfunction. One evening, the dimly lit coder lair buzzed with the low hum of machinery, casting long shadows against the walls. The atmosphere was thick with the scent of old electronics, fresh coffee, and the faint smell of soldering. Nick and I sat in our usual spots, surrounded by tangled wires and glowing screens, discussing the latest updates to the Captain Coder network, when Nick suddenly froze.
"Something's not right," Nick muttered, squinting at the monitor. "There's a malfunction in the network."
His hands danced over the keyboard, the clattering keys echoing in the room as he ran a diagnostic scan. I was casually reclining in his chair and glanced over with mild concern. Nick leaned closer to the screen, his brow furrowing.
"I'm going to run a simulation to see if this is going to cause any serious trouble. Might be a communication issue with the modems. Tell me how you're feeling while I run this, just in case."
Confident as ever, I smirked.
"Fire away, cowboy."
The simulation began, lights flashing rhythmically as Nick isolated the problem. At first, everything seemed fine, routine even. But within minutes, my confident posture shifted, my face paled, beads of sweat forming on my forehead. I felt an intense wave of nausea wash over me, gripping my stomach as if my insides were twisting.
"Nick! Turn it off!"
I managed to choke out, feeling as though I might vomit. My voice trembled.
"It's making me sick."
Nick quickly halted the process, his eyes wide with concern.
"That's not good. I think we might be dealing with a virus. I need to run a deeper scan, manually."
I leaned forward, still feeling queasy.
"A virus? How bad?"
Nick rubbed the back of his neck, frowning.
"Bad enough. Remember, this was before antivirus programs. We'll have to do this the old-fashioned way, sift through the files ourselves and figure out which ones are corrupted."
I winced. The old days of manually scanning through operating systems were tedious, but it was necessary. Nick's fingers flew across the keyboard as he began navigating the layers of the Captain Coder network. Feeling worse by the second, I struggled to stay focused. I suddenly sat upright, a thought sparking in my mind.
"Nick, wait. Write me a quick program. Something that'll let me check the files against their previous checksums. That way, I can pinpoint any discrepancies faster."
Nick nodded, impressed.
"That's a solid idea. Give me a second."
A few minutes later, Nick had crafted a simple program that would allow me to scan through his network files, my brain essentially being an extension of the system itself. I sat down at the terminal, my fingers now steady as they typed commands. The program illuminated the screen, guiding me through the labyrinth of code and data stored in his mind. After a few minutes of searching, I discovered the culprit, a corrupted communication file. "It's not a virus after all," I muttered, "just a corrupt I/O input file." With a few swift keystrokes, I restored the original version. The tension in my chest eased, and the nausea began to subside. I exhaled deeply, feeling relief wash over me. I leaned back in my chair and glanced at Nick, who was still scanning the system array files.
"Nick, I think we've done enough for tonight. Elizabeth's upstairs, and I've been dying to have a glass of wine with her by the pool before bed."
Nick waved me off, still engrossed in his work.
"You go ahead. I'll stick around for a little bit longer and make sure everything's back in order."
I smiled as I stood up, stretching my stiff muscles. I made my way upstairs where the cool evening air greeted me as I stepped out onto the patio. Elizabeth sat by the pool, the water shimmering under the moonlight, a glass of wine in her hand. She was deep in conversation with my father, who was spinning one of his exaggerated tales from my childhood,